wasn't judging. She had bills to pay. And she desperately wanted to invite her daughter Zena on holiday. She missed the bones of her, the way she used to laugh at Amanda's jokes or complain at her when she moved a stray hair from her face. Amanda missed showing her teenage daughter tenderness because long before she moved out, Zena didn't want to see it or feel it anymore. Amanda had always hoped it was a phase, just hormones getting in the way of being open to signs of love and affection from her mother. But then she moved to live with her dad, and things got progressively worse. She rarely picked the phone up to Amanda now, never mind allowed her to show her love. Could they get that back? With a week in the sun? She had to at least try, so the extra cash from all these clients might just make the pipe dream a reality. Amanda perched on the edge of the bath, drying herself, leaning into the memory of her last holiday. Tenerife, the warmth of the sun on her back, 2 weeks of lounging by the pool with a good book. Admittedly, her last trip away had been paid for by a client, the kind of client who genuinely just wanted her company, an escort in the truest sense. The kind of escort job she'd signed up to do when this business was first offered as a viable alternative to cleaning holiday lets down in St. Agnes. She hated cleaning. She was crap at it. And at £10 an hour on a good day, it was a tenth of what she could earn an hour doing what she did now, and she'd never once had an orgasm whilst cleaning the grout on a fishing loft conversion. Not that she got them with Mr. Tenerife. The physical side of their relationship didn't progress beyond escorting, but they'd become good friends. He'd tell her how he felt less lonely when with her, that she had been one of the things to turn his life around after his wife passed away, companionship on his terms. They read books side by side, put the world to rights over dinner. She'd listen to him reminisce over his life and times. She'd hold his hand as he spoke of regrets, the lack of children being his biggest. When he grew too ill to visit her, she popped in to see him, first at home, then at the hospice. When he passed, she hadn't expected the grief that followed. She still missed Mr. Tenerife. There was a knock at the door, loud and purposeful. She could tell a lot by a door knock. She could tell if she'd be the one guiding them in, taking it slowly, settling their nerves, or if she'd open the door and be suffocated by some bloke's desire to get his end away. This was definitely an end-away kind of guy. Today, that suited her, though, not least because she'd promised George next door that she'd pop round and reprogram his heating. She unhooked the silk negligee from her bathroom door, looking longingly at the hoodie and lounge pants she was desperate to get into today. She slicked on lip gloss, ruffled her hair to life, then headed for the front door. She could see his reflection through the glass. Tall, she liked them tall. He shifted weight from one foot to another. He was broad, too. Broad and tall. Broad, tall, and knocking again. Broad, tall, and eager then. This might actually be fun. "Hi," she said, smile wide, hair flicked, cleavage gently accentuated as she coquettishly leaned against the door. "I've been waiting." "Oh! God, was that..." Was sixth form Trev stood in her doorway? Imaginatively titled because he was in the year above Amanda at school, and his surname was Trevelli. "Well, hi," she said as he pushed through the door, giving her a grin and a wink. She clicked it shut behind her, wondering why the hottest boy from school...